Before store-bought dyes, coloring Easter eggs required some imagination. Some tips on doing it the old-fashioned way are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Debt stinks. No one wants to have it, and no one wants to battle it. Having too much debt is an embarrassing situation that can dramatically impact the quality of your life, including your ability to get a loan or a job. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. I've met too many good people who have too much bad debt. I've shown over 2 million people how to eliminate their credit card debts, car payments, student loans, even their mortgage. My debt-free Bible will show you some of the most successful debt-eliminating secrets in the world. You can get out of debt no matter how much money you owe or how much money you make. The truth is, the debt-free Bible contains secrets to helping you live debt-free. That's why everyone needs it. To prove it, let me rush you a free copy of the Debt-Free Bible. There's a limited number of free copies still available. Call 1-800-300-1484. That's 1-800-300-1484. 1-800-300-1484.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 13th, the 103rd day of the year. Founding Father Thomas Jefferson and founder of the Five and Dime, Frank Woolworth, were born on this day. Easter arrives late this year, so there's lots of time to experiment with egg decoration. Here are some clever ways to get colorful Easter eggs without store-bought dyes. A cup of beet juice and a teaspoon of vinegar will make a subtle pink dye. For yellow, stir a bit of turmeric and vinegar into hot water. A cup of cold coffee and a teaspoon of vinegar will make brown eggs. If asparagus is on the menu between now and Easter, save the cooking water. 3/4 cup of the asparagus water mixed with a teaspoon of vinegar will give you a light yellow-green dye. And there is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more household tips at almanac.com.